Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
A new year, a new beginning, Jordan. 2020, whatever year it is now, has just begun, and I'm looking to the future for a brighter day.
Smells fresh.
Yeah, I smell that day. Yeah. Smells incredible.
I have a dryer sheet in my pants. That's probably what you're getting.
Okay, I have a baguette tied to my head.
Oh.
tied to my head.
A baguette tied to my head.
A baguette is tied to my head.
A dryer sheet in my pants.
Okay.
What it you're is, smelling is bounce.
It is, Jordan. It is 2024.
Yes, and the show is now officially all AI.
Do you?
As you can probably tell by the opening of the show.
Yeah. Let's introduce our guests.
Oh, here. Sure. Let's do it.
Because they're having a good time already. The
I'm
audience
having fun.
Can hear them
yeah.
having a great time. Believe it or not,
they're just
Jordan,
watching TikToks on their phones.
Yeah. They're stand-up comedy sisters. Mm-hmm. That's Danielle and Tiffany, the Putterboss sisters.
Hello.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy sisters, fans of AI, fans of you guys.
Fans. Love yeah. AI. Anything Jude Law.
Yeah.
Just fans, yeah.
Anything with an evil robot
right.
Jude Law, yeah. I am in.
Danielle, you were doing a fun mic check voice that I was hoping.
Yes.
I was hoping
except
would.
That would be Tiffany.
That's Tiffany.
Oh
that's
my
Tiffany.
God! Sorry.
It's hard to tell us apart. We are wearing masks of each other's other faces.
stand-up comedians, sisters, serial killers.
Yeah, yep. Masks of each other's faces right. for fun. My podcast voice was positive. Good vibes for the year.
Thank
keeping
you.
It positive.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank
Tiffany.
You.
Yes, and I love 2024. I love vibes. I love energy.
Light a candle.
I love synergy.
You sound like you're about to sell us some colloidal silver.
I love silver. And I love Mother God.
Don't we all? Yes.
Don't sell her short. She's going to sell us vaginal silver.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What you guys
Ooh.
Don't know, since you don't live with Tiff and you're not a comedy sister, is that's actually not that far off from your, I think I'm about to get a job voice.
Hey, I'd love a career in any field. Hello.
I'm like, oh, are you talking?
Hello, have I reached a field?
Hi, is this any field?
Can I come into you and get money?
I have plenty of experience. In said field, I'd love to work.
Sell leggings out of my garage?
I could. I believe so. Do they have turtles on them?
Phlebotomy? I've did it.
Phlebotomy? Damn near killed him.
Silver? Absolutely. I'll drink it in the morning.
Whenever I hear that voice, I'm like, you're either talking to a mom about potentially a nanny, you're talking about a production that you might be getting tights or masks
a field.
For.
I'm talking about any field.
An in general field.
I'm trying to get a job in a field.
Or in a field.
I could work in a field, sure.
Sure.
I believe in you.
A lot of great
sure.
stuff you can
sure.
do in a field.
Sure.
Yeah, seasonal.
But. It's worked for
mm-hmm.
women before.
Mm-hmm.
It'll work
mm-hmm.
again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that works for women works for me.
So each year, Putterboss, you don't know this, but each year we try and focus our efforts, both our efforts and those of the Jordan Jesse Go community, the Tuppies.
Mm-hmm.
We like to focus our efforts behind a single unified vision.
Okay.
An inspirational vision that will drive us through the year and lead us to great success.
I love that.
Or
fantastic.
Or in our case, continued very modest success.
Nice.
Continued just hanging on.
Yeah. I like to get to the middle and stay there hard. You
sure.
know what I mean? Just
middle.
Stay there hard. Stay there hard. Stay there hard.
Jordan, do you have any ideas for a slogan for 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I had a little one that I was going to use for myself personally. I know,
okay.
I think this is, you excel in this department.
Thank you, that's very kind
of you. An inspirational guy, you're a thought leader.
I also excel at Excel, if anybody is interested in inviting me into a field.
This guy can merge cells, like, no, you should see this motherfucker merge cells.
Yeah, filled down is all I have to say.
Mm-hmm,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, my macros are anything but micro.
Talk about staying hard in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's how you want it.
Sure.
That's how you want it.
God, I'm so glad this show is AI now.
Equals parentheses.
Right. Yes, but I have a little one for myself, and anyone who wants to join me can.
Okay. Okay. Is it okay if the Putterboss sisters join you if they want to?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay. So these are slogans for 2024?
So those are just like something, you know, like a mantra sort of. Maybe your field character.
Mm-hmm. So
I imagine
like,
they're into mantras.
It's not 2023, and that's nice.
It's really good, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just mine for me personally. I think it's self-explanatory. You can't spell 2024 without 420.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Finally,
I like
Jordan.
That.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
I like it.
Right.
Finally, a hitter year.
Yeah. I know. So I haven't tried weed yet. I've been waiting for this year. I think it's going to be great. I think I'm really going to like it.
Yeah. Are you going to try edibles? Are you going to try microdosing edibles? Are
yeah,
you going to try
what are you gonna do?
Macrodosing?
Which one? Indicas, sativas.
Oh, God. Yes, please. One of each.
Mm. Yeah.
Just going to throw them into a blender. I'm going to put them all into my magic bullet. Dumping a little oat milk.
I like that. I like that slogan for you because it conveys positivity and a relaxed attitude and the sort of the ability to surf life's waves.
Yes. Because the tides of life, they come in,
they go out.
Yeah.
And they come
the only way I can do it is by getting a surfboard and saying, let's go.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Yes. But we can use our dreams as our surfboards.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
True. We did live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we do.
Is the land of dreams and surfboards.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you got, Jesse? Well, I feel like you've got a home run in there. I can tell.
Jordan, you describe me as an inspirational thought leader,
yes.
And I'm not here to suggest otherwise. The last thing I would do would be contradict my friend Jordan.
Thank you.
But I'll say that for me, I have my own inspirational thought leader, and that is my 6-year-old Frankie.
Mm.
Now, you're probably saying, Jesse, doesn't Frankie once a day or so say that she hates you? Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, maybe that's just like a motivator for you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like having a it's like having one of those abusive college sports coaches.
Sure, yeah. Get Frankie to throw a folding chair at you.
But yeah, Frankie really has a great vision on life, a lot of clarity. Today, Frankie was explaining to me, did you know that there's a real martial art where you are only doing wrestling someone to the ground and threatening them, but you but you don't hit them or kick them, you only threaten?
This and if this was not coming from a child,
yeah.
I would think they were describing some of those like non-sexual porn videos.
Yeah. Like, only threatening.
Yeah,
threatening.
Right. Like, you know how there's the tickling videos?
Threatening life.
This, like, I was like, is this an offshoot of that where two, like, yoked studs hold each other down and threaten?
Yeah, ooh. Well, Joe Rogan cranks
it's
it.
It's pronounced threaten.
Threaten, excuse me.
Threaten.
So,
two Joe Rogans hold each other down and threaten.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Double Rogan.
Frankie is a person of incredible clarity of vision.
Mm.
And the other day,
like father, like child, that's what I say.
She had come into the bed that I share with my wife at some, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, as 6-year-olds sometimes do.
Right.
And then
I don't have one myself.
Had re-arisen at like
6-year-olds love to stay up and watch Comics Unleashed.
Yeah.
6-year-olds love Byron Allen.
They're just really excited about how incredibly rich Byron Allen is.
Yes. Yeah.
How he's the richest man in show business somehow.
6-year-olds love a clear setup for a pre-written joke.
Yeah.
So I hear you guys have been internet dating. And then you just get to do your joke about internet dating.
So she woke up in the bed very, very early in the morning after having, and my wife was very bleary-eyed. And my wife said to Frankie, "What are you doing?" And Frankie said, "I'm getting up."
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, "Well, it's really early. What are you doing so early in the morning? What are you going to be doing so early in the morning?" And Frankie said, "Giving my ife, you dingus."
You dingus.
Giving my ife, you dingus.
Giving my ife, you dingus.
Where do you think she learned dingus?
I don't even.
Iving my ife.
Iving my ife.
That slogan. She was transmuting, downloading a slogan for you.
Yeah.
To right. 2024. Iving my ife.
Iving my ife, you dingus.
Sure. If in 2024 anybody asks you what you're doing, yeah. you can ife. Respond.
Iving my ife, you dingus.
Right.
Oh,
Iving
that's amazing.
Ife. Yeah.
Do y'all do New Year's resolutions? To make higher pitched noises. That was your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Well, my slogan would be 2024, hope it's not a snore.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I hate snores.
And
let's get this year a CPAP machine, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stick the tubes right up the nose.
And I don't know if I believe necessarily in New Year's resolutions because I don't know if I really like to put the pressure of starting and then the whole year going. It's just kind of a nice thing to go, I'm going to start it off this way. And then if you get like midway through the year and you're still keeping it up, you're like, hey,
right
now that was a real living my life.
Yeah.
You know,
what about would you do a resolution just every Sunday maybe?
Oh, sure. A week-to-week resolution
sounds
nice.
For the Lord, yes.
For the Lord.
I mean, yes.
I do resolutions for the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A Jesus-centered...
something for the Lord.
Tiff and I like to
A faith-based.
Tiff and I like to just Lord-based. Every Sunday say, hey, Tiff. And she goes, hey, Danielle. And then we play Jars of Clay.
yes,
or we
yes.
play...
Godsmack.
Jesus Godsmack. Freak.
Yeah.
DC
Amy,
Talk.
Amy Grant.
Or play Amy Grant.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. Just mm-hmm. your any, Christian
any,
rock.
Yes. Any crossover Christian artist.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in 2020, when everybody was like, this is it. It's going to be my year. And then it was 2020.
Right.
So I think I stopped at that point.
Believing
you just,
in said,
you just
resolutions?
Shut down
I
ambitions,
said, I said,
goals.
Let's just let it ride. And then we'll just see if it's sure. not as bad as the year before. And then we'll be good, you know?
Yeah.
I like maybe a vision for you of 2024 of just capturing the power of inertia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I said, like, get to the middle, stay there hard.
Yeah.
Middle, so,
middle,
stay there hard, stay there hard. So that, you know, just slowly going uphill, just petering out, you know?
Yeah. What? Oh, do the two of you live together right now?
We do, currently.
At
we
this
do.
Time?
Mm-hmm. We do. We have been living together for our adult life.
A lot of our adult life, yeah.
And then, you know, we had some childhood in there, too.
Then a rough childhood in there.
And we had the Ohio childhood.
Yeah, we threw Ohio.
Bunk beds?
Ohio.
Bunk beds.
Yeah, we did. We had bunk beds in Ohio. I'd love it if we could tell you guys that we still have bunk beds. But
that would be fun.
Ohio, Chicago, L.A. Mm-hmm. All of the different, a lot of different states.
How
different
many states. Years separate?
And those are
you?
All the states. All the states.
Separate?
Yeah.
Two and a half.
So one of you, you both look fantastic, no matter what ages you are and who's older or
younger.
Okay,
great. I like
it's because I've been
living
my ife.
Yeah.
It keeps you young.
Yeah.
One of you.
My ife keeps me young.
One of you is the older sister and at some point, like, welcome the younger sister into the ways of adulthood. Now, that sounds gross.
So, Jesse, now that the show is AI, we cannot edit it.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to go with
oh, yeah,
this.
That's true.
You
gotta...
Somebody, like, already knew how to separate colors for laundry
sure.
or...
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
I think that,
open
that was,
the door.
I was
this
the
is
older
the way to...
one, and I taught my sister how to party, I think.
Tiffany, you taught your sister to party.
Yeah. I think that was what you mean by iving my eye.
Yeah. Danielle, what did Tiffany teach you?
Oh,
if you were
hot,
talking about
was,
ways of life, as like you mean when I was like young?
No, I was talking about you know as you entered adulthood right. and moved in together as adults. Somebody had already been an adult for 2.5 years at least.
I don't know if I was too wild of an adult, like too much. I was.
You were
not really
well,
responsible.
Tiff was always a very, very amazing older sister, like very caring and great and nurturing. And then yes, by the time you had been partying. It's funny, both of our brains went there when he was asking about adulthood, and I'm like, you talking about drinking beer, smoking pot? Is that what we're talking about being adults?
Wait, where's this character been?
He's been partying.
Okay, here's how you get out of a DUI. You keep a bottle of Jack in your glove box. It has to be sealed. And when they
and
pull you over,
it.
You have to let them see you break the seal, and then you drink it in front of them, and they can't arrest you.
That's how. That's exactly how I showed her.
Right.
That is true.
That's it. I said, keep a Jack Daniel's bottle in your glove compartment.
Tiff's got a pretty strong. If she was going to be a man and she was going to be named Tony, so she's got a. I always call her. She's got a Tony energy about her. So she was kind of
hard Tonying.
Yeah, she was kind of saying. Yeah, she was kind of like.
Yeah.
Tiffany, we were discussing earlier your astrological sign gold medallion that you're wearing around your neck. Mm-hmm. Very Tony of you.
It's very Tony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey. With the cornicello, with the Italian horn that you only see in New Jersey.
Yeah, or New York.
What is the horn? I've never heard of the horn before. What does the horn mean?
See, that's what I mean. It's not really a West Coast
thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's an Italian horn, and if you are gifted it from another Italian person or somebody in your family, it wards off bad things from happening to you, brings goodness into your life.
What
the
if an Irishman gives it to
that's
you?
True.
That's true. And that's when you keep the Jack Daniels in your...
Right. And then you have to let him see you open it.
Then you don't blow. You don't blow, dude. And then...
Get the blood test at the station.
Yeah. Yeah,
you might have added that an Italian has to give it to you.
No, somebody has to give it to you. Gifted to you.
It's called a cornicello. It's the evil. Have you ever heard of the evil eye? The evil eye. Don't let the evil eye. It's if somebody's like saying something bad about you, this is a way
it's
to
wards
ward
off, bad,
off
spirits.
Bad spirits. Right. And it's all the Italians in the sky making their pasta, having the good marinara,
tossing
it down, saying
like,
we're going to take care of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds racist.
I gotta be honest with you. What at the end there?
It got a little broad. Okay, sorry. I hope that any of you Italians weren't listening to that.
They might throw down meatballs or whatever else.
Yeah,
Italians like to eat a variety of cuisine.
Sure. Yes, the Godfather movies. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
A Scarface
Gold
poster.
Chains, velvet. Whatever.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Goofing around. Yeah.
I would dare to say I'm iving my Ife.
We're all iving Ife. Yeah. Jesse, you mentioned you wanted to, you know, maybe start off this year kind of doing something we don't usually do on this show, which is having content, having some prepared content.
Ooh,
yeah.
Content.
Ooh, that
I
makes
love
me
content.
Uncomfortable.
Ooh.
I'm uncomfortable
I'm
with
gonna
content.
I'm going to put my podcast voice on. I love content.
Potterboss sisters, I don't know if you know this about me, but I've really dedicated my life in the last 3 to 4 months to being a guy who has a nice apple. Rubs it on my shirt, takes a big bite out of it, and then thinks while I chew while holding the apple in my hand and kind of regarding the apple.
So you're like a 1950s doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? See, I was imagining an 1803 man in a park.
Yeah, I think either one of those, which is, this is a classic. It's like a peacoat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is
it can go
at any
time.
Never goes out of style.
Yeah.
Could be a doctor, could be an 1803 man in a park.
Yeah.
Now, I brought this up on a recent episode of Jordan Jesse Go, and someone in the Reddit who uses the username Elroy Sheep was excited to share. We were talking about what our favorite types of apple are.
Right.
Mine is Sundowner.
Is it what?
Sundowner.
A what?
This is a very flavorful apple.
It's from
Sundowner? 1803. You have to wear a peacoat
tour. Find it in a park. Mm-hmm. And this Redditor named Elroy Sheep was nice enough to share some of their favorite apple varieties. Now, it turns out that there are lots of varieties of apples, and they have stupid names. Mm. So I've created a quiz that's called Apple Cultivar, Kentucky Derby Winner, or some shit I made up.
Okay.
So, Potterboss sisters, you'll be taking on Jordan in this competition.
Okay.
I will be giving you, in turn, 3 choices.
Okay.
One of them will be a type of apple.
Okay.
One of them will be a past winner of the Kentucky Derby, a champion racehorse.
Okay.
One of them will be some bullshit that I wrote down that seems kind of halfway in between those two things.
Okay. Apple, old horse. Old horse winner or stuff you made up.
Exactly.
Old horse. The second.
Old horse winner.
Old horse winner. Okay.
Yeah. Old whore.
Old whore.
Old horse.
The oldest whore we could find.
Yes. Go
An good. Apple.
Old whore, horse apples. Okay. Here we go. You know what?
I love that band.
The Potterbaugh sisters.
Yeah, the graded.
That's really good.
Yeah,
they're really good.
Great at Coachella.
Really good.
The Potterbaugh sisters are our guests, Jordan, so I'm going to give them the opportunity to go first.
Now, that's great.
Matt Lieb, you're there in the control booth. How's it going over there?
Oh, it's going good. I'm watching Squid Game.
Okay.
Ooh, don't spoil it.
I won't
Ooh,
say anything,
I just started it. Don't
so
spoil
good.
It. Ooh. Don't spoil it.
Are you guys doing something?
No.
Okay. I'm going to keep watching Squid Game.
Yeah. But don't spoil it. I just started.
Matt, I'm going to need your help.
Okay.
Keeping track of the score in this game, Apple Cultivar, Kentucky Derby winner, or some shit I made up.
Okay. Yeah I'll write down when a score happens.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
Potterbaugh sisters, here are your choices.
Okay.
Lieutenant Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Nubblers or Poppy Quomp?
Mm. We have to get our minds one straight
those,
and answer them together,
yeah.
Or I can say
you,
one.
You
and
got,
then
no,
okay.
You got to decide between the two of you. I mean, okay. I don't think it requires absolute consensus, but at least
so
roommate levels of...
One of them...
Make a chore wheel is what I'm
one
saying.
Of them isn't, okay. One of them is an old whore.
Yeah.
Old okay. horse. Okay. One of them is an apple.
Okay.
And one of them is a... Right. So say
Lieutenant
that...
Gibson.
Okay.
Uncle Nubblers and Poppy Quomp.
Poppy Quomp?
Okay, so this is why we listen to Jars of Clay every Sunday, okay. So that we yes. can get our synergy
so
together.
So that we can
let's start
it,
with
hone in the Lord.
Poppy Quomp. Let's start with C.
Poppy Quomp.
Let's start with Poppy Quomp.
Poppy Quomp.
Poppy Quomp is
Poppy,
an apple.
You think?
I'm going to say apple.
Girl.
All right.
I heard
apple.
I heard apple.
All right. So that's apple.
Lieutenant Gibson and Uncle Nubblers.
Uncle Nubblers is some stuff that you might have made up. Lieutenant Gibson.
Okay, I guess
is
I'm going
whore.
With, look at you, just Tony and right
Sorry.
On down.
I mean,
not even giving me a chance.
All right.
Okay, I think you're right.
That's... I think Lieutenant Gibson, what was the middle one? The
Lieutenant Gibson?
Uncle Nubblers.
Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Gibson, right?
Lieutenant Gibson
okay.
is.
Yeah, that's an old whore.
Older. That's 3 out of 3.
Wow.
No way.
3 out of 3.
Tony, in
Tony
for the kill.
Again.
Meatballs, meatballs, meatballs,
meatballs,
meatballs,
pasta, pasta, pasta.
Jordan, I'm over to you here.
Thank you.
Your choices are Blue Bunting, Big Brown, or Red Sheriff.
Okay.
One is a horse. Okay. That won the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. One is an apple. One is some bullshit.
Let me hear him again.
Blue Bunting, Big Brown, and Red Sheriff.
Okay, I think Blue Bunting is the apple. I think Big Brown. No, I'm switching it. Blue Bunting is the horse. Big Brown is the apple. And Red Sheriff is made up.
0 out of 3.
No! Oh, my gosh. Help me, Tony.
Yeah, help me, Tony.
You can always phone a friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who do you got? Who's,
yeah, who
who's
do we have
on
the line,
line there, Matthew?
It's me. I'm your only friend.
I should have known.
Great. Yeah.
Matt, thank you for your years of friendship, by the way.
Yeah, no
I don't
problem.
Say that enough.
Big Brown is, we went to college with Matt.
We did, yeah.
You did?
You did?
We did. Yeah, we all went we to did. The same college.
We were all what? Best yeah. friends.
All best
what
friends.
State?
Yeah. I think Matt
California?
And I were probably closest. And then I didn't remember that we went to college together until we started working together and he told me.
Yeah, but we were best friends.
In Cali?
Yeah.
Yeah, UC Santa Cruz. Banana
yeah.
Slug.
Oh, yeah, Santa Cruz.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Santa how that was.
Hey,
I'm eating shrooms over here.
Hey.
Hey, where's my unicycle?
I'm going into a store barefoot over here.
Hey,
can't
Santa
tell
Cruz.
Me to put
you
on
know,
shoes.
I'm a white guy with dreads over here. I got mud in my
Let
hair.
Let me get some of that vegan gabagoo.
Hey, I'm trying to watch Encino Man over here.
Live in the forest? Sure, if you got a tarpaulin.
Nobody makes carob like my ma.
I'm problematic. How am I problematic?
Okay. Free mumia over here.
Okay.
back
to you.
New
what
character.
Are we doing?
Back to you, Butterball
Sisters.
Want to
keep doing the apple thing?
Yeah, we're going to do the apple thing.
I like this new character.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a fun character. Yeah.
It well, started with your inspiration,
no.
Big Tony, Big T.
Big Tony.
Maybe this is Matt's new character for every cast, Santa Cruz, Italian Santa Cruz guy.
Mm.
Here are your choices, Putter Boss Sisters. Mm. Summer Rambo. Mm. Gato del Sol.
Gato del Sol.
And
Summer Rambo.
Spring Break Indiscretion.
Oh, gosh. That one you made up.
Summer Rambo, Gato del Sol, and Spring Break Indiscretion.
Spring Break Indiscretion sounds made like up. A Portland band I'd like to check out, mm-hmm. but I think you made it up.
And okay. then Summertime Rambo?
Summer Rambo, yeah.
Summer Rambo, and what was the
Gato
other
Gato del Sol?
Gato
cat of the
del
sun.
Sol.
The cat
oh,
of the, sun.
Cat of the
Is that
sun.
An apple? Big Tony?
Ooh, cat
Use
of the...
your Tony. Use your Tony energy. I think...
I think that number two is maybe an apple. Okay. And number one. The Gato. The
Gato, I think, is the apple.
Okay.
The first...
Gato is the apple. We'll uh-huh. go with you. Gato is the apple. And Summertime Rambo?
That would be the horse.
You think
and
then
don't
the
you think?
I don't know.
I don't
I'll
know.
I'll let you take this one. Summer Rambo.
Just out of guilt because you really mm-hmm. crushed the last one?
Yeah.
Only
one sister gets a crush each time.
I'm going with Summer Rambo being a horse.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? And then we're going with number two being apple. Number three, making it up.
One out of three. Ooh. I did indeed make up Spring Break Indiscretion. Well, I didn't make it up. It's
It's a concept. It's a concept.
Summer Rambo is a real type of apple. And
really?
What?
Gato del Sol was a Kentucky Derby winner.
Wow.
Huh.
Summer Rambo is a...
Apple?
That's an apple.
Were you searching for your apples over here?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This quiz may wrote 10 questions. Mm-hmm. This quiz may come back four more times because these apples and horses are out of control.
Wow. Yeah. Summer Rambo. What kind of apple you think?
I don't know.
What style of apple?
I mean, am I wishing that I could follow up on each one with this one, the Kentucky Derby in this year, and here's some qualities of the apple? Yes, but I didn't think of that until I started doing the quiz, and then I felt bad that I didn't do it.
Yeah, don't have guilt about that.
Jordan, next one's for you. Here's your three choices. Sea Hero, Dust Commander, and Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Okay. Do we know the? Did we hear what the answers were for the last one?
Yeah, we did.
My last one.
Oh yeah, Blue Bunting was made up.
Okay.
Big Brown is a horse. Red Sheriff is an apple.
Okay, thank you.
Is that informing whether you think Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow is a horse or
it's
an apple?
Not. Let me hear the most recent ones again.
Sea Hero.
Okay.
Dust Commander.
Okay.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Okay, Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
It's probably a horse.
A Jude Law movie.
Yeah, probably a horse named after that movie that like a man made in his garage or whatever.
Right, yeah. So that's neither of them. It's made up.
It's some kind of dirigible.
Right. I think it's like a steampunk thing.
Yeah.
Dust Commander, I think, is the horse. Which would leave, what's the last one?
Sea Hero.
I think Sea Hero is the apple.
Three out of three.
Whoa! Okay, we got a game!
Sea Hero is an apple?
Sea Hero is an apple,
Did
yeah.
you start off your
sea
quiz
hero
by apples first
hero.
Or horses first?
Anyway.
I started with apples.
Apples first?
Yeah.
And these are all apples. Have you guys known of these?
Mm-mm.
No.
And here I
looked at a list of types of apples.
Huh. And here I am.
Elroy Sheep shared a list of funny apples. I looked at some other apples as well. I don't think all of these were from Elroy Sheep's list. Hmm. Elroy Sheep was nice enough to share some with me, though.
You never see a bunting blueberry or whatever it's called at Trader Joe's. You know?
No. You never see because I made that one up.
So you could thank Reddit.
You might see a red sheriff over there at Trader Joe's, maybe.
You would if you are by the Silver Lake one.
In
that
season.
One is... That one is needing
wild.
A few red sheriffs.
That's a true nightmare.
Yeah.
A true version of hell. If you'd like to feel what hell feels like, just go.
Matt, what's our score?
Oh shit! I was watching Squid Game.
Most
people are dead.
Okay,
but two guys are still
Don't
alive.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, sorry,
Matt,
my bad.
I'm just starting. I just finished the Queen's Gambit. I'm fine. I haven't even watched the Bear.
Butter Boss Sisters have four. Jordan has three. Mm.
The Bear made me feel like I needed to pick up a shift. You know what I mean? I felt like I had to get to work.
My thing is having not seen the bear, and I have to like continue because see the bear, I don't have a personality.
It makes you feel like you need to pick up a shift, and it really was.
I would love to pick up a shift.
Yeah, me too. I love a field.
Potter Boss.
Love to work in a field.
Potter Boss, Chestnut Crab,
okay.
Dog's Breakfast, Gallant Fox.
Dog's Breakfast is made up.
Gallant Fox, and what was the first one?
Chestnut Crab.
Huh.
Chestnut Crab is an apple.
You think?
Yes. All and right. then Gallant Fox?
Yeah.
That's a horse.
3 out of 3.
Whoa!
Tony, okay. Tony. I got to just maybe let you ride it out 2 years ahead of me.
Horse. Yeah.
You're 2 years at more wise.
Jordan, back to you.
Yeah.
Purple Mountain Majesty.
Okay.
Spectacular Bid. Toilet Troubles.
Okay, Purple Mountains.
Yeah.
That's the apple. The Bid thing. That's the horse. Toilet Trouble. That's made up.
3 out of 3.
Whoa! Okay.
Ting, 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 ting.
Okay, Johnny come from behind. That's what they call me.
Remember, if you guys need help, you can phone a friend. Okay. Your only friend, Matt. Mm.
And I have to have gone to Santa Cruz with
you him. You have to have known Matt in college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to have saved him from a balcony collapse at a frat party.
Did you really?
I did. Matt would have been dead if not for me.
Wow.
Just snatched him right off that
Jordan,
balcony.
Thank you so much,
the balcony, the
Jordan
whole balcony collapsed.
Jordan is not going to tell you this.
Okay.
He caused the balcony collapse.
Right. So I could save
Matt
and
did.
Gain his loyalty.
Right. Yeah. And then so this podcast could begin.
Exactly. Yeah. I played the long game.
How'd you break a balcony?
You just like find the main support beam and you weaken it with axe chops.
Oh, you did it on purpose.
I did it on purpose. Yeah, I sabotaged it.
You,
many died.
You brought an axe to a party
I
in
did,
college.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you weaken the
support beam.
Support beams, and then you save Matt to win
was
his
Matt
trust,
in a frat?
And the other people die.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's a little something called collateral damage. It's all worth it if you've got
gain
Matt
one
in your
friend.
One friend that'll help you with the podcast.
Yeah, because now he has a producer.
Yeah. Right.
Matt,
well, that's the key.
Matt, were you in a frat?
No, I wasn't. Okay. We didn't have frats.
You were at a frat party.
There was a frat. Famously, there was a frat at UC Santa Cruz. There were a few like ethnic interest frats, you know, like an Asian American frat. But the only frat, the only sort of like classic frat was
bro frat. That's what I think of when I think of frats.
Created for the purposes of an MTV reality show called Frat Life.
Incredible.
Amazing.
And also they stole a koi fish out of the koi pond at our college, Porter College.
The MTV or the
and
frats?
Went to jail because koi are very valuable. And it's cruel to koi to steal them out of a koi pond. So they went to jail.
And it was created from the minds of MTV.
Wait, MTV stole the koi or the frats?
Beavis and Butthead stole those guys.
Kind of both.
Those guys. I think the idea was, and I don't really remember all the details. I think the deal was that like no existing frat would agree to this. So like one was kind of created for the show.
Yeah, it was like trumped up.
Yeah, sure. So I think it was, you know, they just gave them 3 random Greek letters and let them out there to do whatever. Anyway, I think so. I don't really remember.
Okay.
But I remember the koi.
Can we watch the show?
Oh, I don't know. Might be streaming on Paramount Plus right now.
Maybe they took it down on account of the people from it going to jail.
That could be, yes. Huh. Yeah, it could be.
I mean, when I say that, like, I'm not joking. Like, went
they
to jail for like 6 months.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Not an overnight get your frat buddy to.
No, because
let you
it was a huge scandal in Santa Cruz. Like, it was a really big deal because it was cruel to the fish. And the fish were worth like $10,000 each.
And
really?
Now they're sleeping with the fucking fish.
Santa Cruz.
They had the mafia take care of it.
Okay. Potter Boss Sisters, here are your choices.
Okay.
Six Finger Jack.
Okay.
Smarty Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very lonely Frank.
Very, very lonely Frank is your made up.
Yeah. Mm. That's made up.
Maybe.
It's your made up.
Maybe.
What? Made up.
Very, very lonely Frank.
Very, very lonely Frank.
First one is what? Mr. Bojangles? Mr.
Six Finger Jack and Smarty Jones.
Smarty Jones is an apple. Six Finger Jack is a horse.
One out of three.
And a koi fish to your face.
And a koi falls in jail.
Very, very lonely Frank is indeed made up, although inspired by a true story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Six Finger Jack is an apple. Smarty Jones won the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Okay, Jordan.
Six Finger Jack is an apple?
It is. Back to you, Jordan.
What is this world all about?
Here are your choices.
Okay.
Spend a buck. Westfield Seek No Further and Americana at Brand.
You know what? Phone a friend. Matt, you much want to do this one?
Yeah. All right. Say them again.
Sure. Next time you can listen the first time, but
just watch the Squid Game.
Spend a buck.
Spend a buck.
Westfield Seek No Further.
Uh-huh.
And Americana at Brand.
Okay, and what are we supposed to do? okay, so I think Americana at the Brand made up.
Yep.
Real mall. But...
Which means the Westfield.
Yeah, inspired by a true story.
Westfield, what was it?
Westfield Seek No Further.
And what's the other one again?
Spend a buck.
Westfield Seek No Further gotta be an app. So that means the other one's got to be a horse.
Spend a buck is a horse. Are you going with that?
Yeah, Jordan? I'm gonna trust Matt on this.
Three out of three.
Whoa!
Not a friend.
We're best friends. He saved me.
Okay, back to you, Putter Boss.
Okay.
Hurl butt, mm-hmm. whirl away, mm-hmm. shartsy.
Okay, shartsy made up.
Whirl a butt. Whirl a butt?
Hurl a butt.
Hurl a butt.
Whirl away.
Whirl away.
Whirl away is an apple. Hurl a butt.
Yeah. Is in 1903, horse. Man in the park.
Shining the apple. Shining the apple. Who's riding mm-hmm. a horse.
Riding the horse. Okay. Hurl
butt is an apple.
Oh. Hey.
Whirl away, a Kentucky Derby winner. Jordan, there's one left. This one's for all the marbles.
Oh, my gosh. All
Wait.
Of them?
Wait, what? How many did they get?
Yeah, which
right?
one was what?
What did they get?
They got a hurl butt is an apple.
Did they get that right or
they
wrong?
They got shartsy right.
Okay, so they got
one out of three.
One point.
What's the score here right now, Matthew?
3 + 3 = 6 + 1 + 1 = 9. Versus and Jordan has 3 + 3. That's 9. It's tied.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It comes down to this.
Who's going to take the koi
who's
out of the pond right
who's
now?
Who's going to get all the koi? Mm-hmm.
Early Joe, mm-hmm. Sunday Silence, Grandpa's Wake.
Early Joe.
I know which one's my favorite.
Early Joe horse, Sunday Silence apple. Last thing, made up.
Grandpa's Wake, my Grandpa's perfect wake. Joke
mm-hmm.
that everyone agreed is probably one of the best jokes ever written.
I did, yeah.
Sure.
So it has a strong premise, a little mm-hmm. surprise, mm-hmm. and the right...
Mystery, a little right. yeah. twinge of mystery.
Yeah. The prestige. Promise.
Well, Jordan, you're lucky it was tied. Early Joe is an apple. Sunday Silence, a Kentucky Derby winner.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did indeed make up.
Oh, my God.
Grandpa's Wake.
Wow, one by one. A squeaker, they call it.
Giving my knife.
Yeah, you dingus.
Well, thank you to Jesse. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to all the dinguses out there who supported me.
What does he win?
Yeah, what does he win? An apple?
He gets to do this podcast for another 20 years.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Middle. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy, detective.
You know, Jordan, every episode of Jordan, Jesse, Go, we thank the members of Maximum Fun.
Mm.
If you listen to this show, you're a member of Maximum Fun. You keep our lights on here at Jordan, Jesse, Go. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sticking with us, keeping us in that big, fat middle of modest success.
We love it here.
We love it.
It's warm and smooth.
Thank you, daddies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the folks...
Oh, And mommies.
And mommies.
And parents.
Parents of all types.
Yeah.
All the parents out there.
They're the real heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Parents who give $5 or $10 a month to Maximum
yes.
Fun.
Yeah, MaximumFun.org/join. You go there, you keep the show going. And also, you get a ton of free bonus content, including the new episode of Stash we just posted.
Yeah.
Stash rules everything around me.
About Sharky's Machine.
Yes. If you want to hear a recap of Sharky's Machine with our delightful guest, Matt Kirshen, MaximumFun.org/join.
Find out what it's like when you subject a British person to Burt Reynolds.
Right.
Is Burt Reynolds what's good or bad about America?
Who knows? Well, you find there's only one way to find out. Listen, yeah. we do solve it. We do figure it out.
Yeah, we if you didn't know, we've created an entire series of Burt Reynolds recaps only for members of Maximum Fun. So if you're a member of Maximum Fun, make sure and get into that bonus content. These now, you know, it used to be all the bonus content always came in one giant stream. You can do that still, but you can also just choose what shows you want bonus content for, and it will make a little custom stream, a custom
ooh,
RSS feed for
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful, convenient.
To drop into your podcast app, so you can catch stream and all the, look, there's also dozens of hours of other Jordan Jesse Go stuff that's in there as well. The time we bought a paddle boat on Craigslist and then tried to record a podcast on it.
Yes. All of our dumbest ideas. MaximumFun.org/join.
We're also supported this week by the folks at Lumi Labs. They're the microdose people, Jordan.
That's right. If you want a gummy with a nice entry-level dose of THC, Lumi Labs has you covered. They're delicious gummies, and they won't freak you the hell out.
Jordan, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What year is it?
It's 2024, Jesse.
What's your personal slogan for 2024?
You can't spell 2024 without 420.
Yeah, well, you can't spell 420 without microdosing.
That's right.
You can't spell 420 without microdose.com. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. You can get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code JJGO. It's available nationwide.
That's microdose.com, promo code JJGO for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code JJGO.
We're also supported this week by the folks at Magic Spoon. Welcome back to the fold, Magic Spoon.
Yeah.
We enjoy eating your breakfast food.
Really, really tasty. Here's what Magic Spoon has done, Jesse. They've reinvented your favorite childhood cereals to taste great, but each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs per serving. It's gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. Plus, it's 140 calories a serving. Yeah, Magic Spoon, really tasty. And Jesse, you know me. I'm a protein monster. I need it, or I get cranky.
If you don't know your protein, how are you gonna get stronger down there at the Verdugo Aquatic Center?
I'm not gonna. That's how.
Yeah.
I need that protein. And this cereal is really tasty, but also when you eat it, you feel full, which is nice.
That is a nice thing.
It's a nice thing about it. As we mentioned, really tasty, really delicious. They got a bunch of great flavors. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry muffin, maple waffle, honey nut, birthday cake.
And they have snacks now.
Oh my gosh. Jesse, tell me about these snacks.
They have chewy marshmallow and chocolate peanut butter bar snacks. Very tasty. Same deal. 1 gram of sugar, 1 to 2 grams of net carbs.
Ooh.
Head to magicspoon.com/JJGO to grab a custom bundle of cereal or their delicious treats for on the go. Be sure to use our promo code JJGO at checkout to save $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
Again, that's magicspoon.com/JJGO and use code JJGO to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Jordan, you got some comic book stuff going on?
Yeah. I got some events coming up in the Southern California area. But hey, if you're not in the Southern California area, keep listening. Because
okay.
I got something for you, too.
Oh, wow.
Saturday, January 13th, I'm going to be signing comics at Things from Another World. That is the comic book store that is part of Universal City Walk. That's right.
Wow.
Yes.
You're not really.
I am. I will be there with a bunch of other cool writers. We're going to be signing a bunch of Archie stuff. I'm going to bring some copies of Bubble. We're going to be signing from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're going to meet so many goth teens.
God, if you're a goth teen, please, please show. I need your support.
So many little Chris Angels are going to come to that.
Gosh, please mind freak me while I'm there. If I'm not mind freaked during this event, I'm going to be very disappointed. And Jesse, I mean, you've been to the City Walk. You know that this comic book store, Things from Another World, it's spitting distance.
It's created by John Lovitz, right?
No, you're talking about the John Lovitz Comedy Theater that closed down. This is a comic book store.
Okay.
And, you know, collectibles and
action
figures.
But John Lovitz
like
hangs around a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you ask him, he'll just do your favorite line from The Critic. He doesn't care. He's cool about it. Yeah, so this is within spitting distance from Margaritaville. And listen, I'm not allowed to say the official after party is at Margaritaville. What I can say is that I will be going to Margaritaville afterwards. Right. And, you know, if people want to come chill, it ends at 6, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And that somewhere is at the Margaritaville at the City Walk. So come on down Saturday, January 13th, 4 to 6 p.m. Things from Another World. And hey, the very next Saturday, January 20th, I am going to be at Arsenal Comics in Newberry Park, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Here's the deal. Arsenal Comics is a great indie local comic book store. They had a tough year. So a bunch of folks are rallying to help them out. We have this really cool event coming up to support Arsenal Comics. A bunch of folks. It's me.
Patton Oswalt, right?
Patton Oswalt's going to be there. Jordan Blum. Who else we got here? I'm looking at the flyer. Hannah Rosemay, Dan Hernandez, Jason Inman, Ryan Carr. These are comic book legends. We're all going to be there January 20th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Matter Eater Boy.
Yes, a bunch of, yes, deep cut DC characters will be there. Matter Eater Lad, Condiment King, the gang's all there. Mm-hmm. Fire and Ice.
Yeah. Invited guest, Mr. Mitzo Pitalek.
Sure,
You
don't know?
Invited guest.
He has been invited. We do have a gift bag for him.
Gift bag is a typewriter you're going to trick him into using to type his own name so he goes back to his own evil dementia.
There you go. If you're listening to this, Mr. Mitsopitalik, we're not actually doing that.
No, we're doing a different thing.
We're doing a different thing. We're not trying to send you back to another dimension. Arsenal Comics, Newberry Park. They're a really, really great shop, and it would be cool to give them a little bit of love. So come on down January 20th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you can't make it to any of those events, the folks at Arsenal Comics are going to have all of those signed books from all those folks for sale. You can get them through the mail. Here's what you do. You call up Arsenal Comics, ask for Timmy.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. Say Timmy.
Timmy from The Whitest Kids You Know?
No, there's a different Timmy. Similar vibe, though.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Similar Timmy.
Yeah, just like really cool. Like,
a nice, cool, friendly guy. Yeah, Arsenal Comics, ask for Timmy.
Loves hot dogs.
And if you want to get any of the stuff I signed, any of the stuff that all these cool folks have signed, they'll get it to you in the mail. Arsenal Comics, we love them.
And don't even think about calling Manchester United Comics.
No, we hate them. Those are our enemies.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Danielle Putterball, the writer of Clarissa Explains It All.
And I'm Tiffany Pewterball. I am a real estate extraordinaire.
A real estate.
Really? So you failed the agent test.
Yeah, but I'm an extraordinaire. Yeah.
Time to get real.
Time to get real about this estate. Hey, am I right, girl?
If you lived here, you'd be home by now. Yeah. Okay.
Extraordinaire sounds like a rank in the French Foreign Legion.
I only deal with French homes.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Some of the most beautiful homes.
What's your favorite thing that you've learned so far about real estate in 2023?
Location.
Yes.
Is absolutely
so
key.
So
absolutely
important.
Key.
What else?
Location.
Bathroom space.
Right. Okay.
bedroom width.
Schools, comma, close to.
I need so much bathroom space.
Yeah.
My bathrooms are enormous. Right. When I say, I'm talking about my movements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so when you sit down, you just whip your legs around. Space.
That's how you get it out.
A lot of people come to me and they say, I need a lot of bathroom space. I'm in my little bathroom doing my small movements, and I need a big bathroom for my big movements.
I need to shit. I need to kick my legs.
I need to flare. I need to do my moves. And I always say, get in the bathroom. That's why we have a big, I sell big bathroom space.
That's fun.
And bedroom width. And garage girth.
What are your roommates?
A lot of people think it's the length of the garage.
It's
that
the
girth is important,
you
too. It's also
wide,
a wide garage.
You want a big, wide,
right.
Thick garage. Yeah.
And when people are coming and saying, do roommates actually care about the garage girth? Of course they do.
Of course they do. They want a thick garage. What do you think?
But it's also important that the garage knows how to eat pussy.
Of course, we can. The door has to go up and down and up and down in the right way. That's right. And now that's what feminism is.
Thank you. Yes, I saw Barbie. I saw Barbie. I know.
Margot Robbie.
Not the bear, though. Just Barbie.
Yeah.
What are your roommate pet peeves about each other?
Mm. Ooh, juicy.
I'll tell you one thing. We don't have enough bathroom width. Sharing a bathroom is not always the best.
The Chicago location's a lot more bathroom width than those. The LA choices, a lot less space. I'll hit you with my best shot. Okay. Tiff, have to drink my coffee in silence, lady.
Yep.
Tiff has never in all of our years grasped that as a concept. Mm. And by the time she's an earlier riser, so by the time I get up, she is ready to go. She's talking to me like we've already been in the conversation. And I am like, she'll be like, and so the November 18th, and should we go to Margot Robbie wants to go to the Cracker Barrel on November 18th. And I'm like, I didn't know.
And she always says just once a year, November 18th, we go to the Cracker Barrel.
She gets a chicken fried steak and a rocking chair.
The fact is, she's got a fact. It's hard. Right. It's ready. And it's always in the morning. And I always, in all of our years, say, Tiff, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I don't have my planner out.
Tiffany, what's your roommate?
My roommate qualm is not about Margot Robbie.
Great with Margot Robbie. She's wonderful.
Every
November 18th. Every
November,
wonderful,
she said.
And Cracker Barrel?
Best day of the year for me every year.
Yes, our trip to the Cracker Barrel.
I want the giant checkers.
We drive up to Ventura. It's the only place in Southern California with a Cracker Barrel.
I want memorabilia on the wall.
I've Googled it Googled where a Waffle House.
Oh.
Guess where it is. Guess how far you have to go for a Waffle House?
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess. I bet there's one in, like, Arizona.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I was in the American Southeast on tour with John Hodgman. We were in Kentucky.
Mm.
And we had arrived in town. It was a little late. We were a little hungry. I said, there's a Waffle House. That's a famous place in the Southeast. Let's stop there to eat something because it's 10 o'clock at night.
You had
or whatever.
A great time.
Across the street was some chain restaurant that they like on the Doughboys that John remembered from hearing about on the Doughboys. And he said, maybe we should go there. And I said, well, why would we go there when we could go to this famous thing that I've heard of, Waffle House? Like,
it's or so
get
good.
The local experience of Waffle House. I didn't know where it sat culturally.
Right.
Oh. It's
the
amazing.
Waffle House is incredible.
I think I was thinking of Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
No, when I chose Waffle
House.
No.
You're
having
a different
time. This is a whole different vibration.
It's
the Waffle
its
House,
own entity.
They have their own style of waitress.
Yeah.
It's its own, you know what I mean? It's like smoking cigs while you're at the table kind of waitress.
Yeah, my waitress was friendly, but thin and vibrational, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real edgy quality.
Oh, nice. Kentucky?
Yeah, in Kentucky.
Yeah.
She was very nice.
Hmm. What'd you get at the Waffle House?
I think we pretty much got one of everything.
Oh, it's so good.
I love
so much butter, so much
The grits are amazing.
I know that we got both country ham and city ham, which is
really
alternative is city right. ham. She said
city ham was an option.
John asked for
city ham.
John asked for ham and eggs or something like that, and she said, "Well, do you want country ham or city ham?"
Oh,
and we're
wow.
like, "How about one country ham, one city ham?" She's like, "That's a great choice."
Wow.
Is the city ham have an agent?
Yeah.
City ham is a
briefcase.
A cop.
Yeah. City
Wow.
I love the Waffle
House. Satirical.
So good.
I love the Waffle House.
I miss it.
Well, when something momentous mm-hmm. happens to you, give us a call, 206-984-4FUN, or send us a voice memo at jjgo@maximumfun.org. One momentous occasion has come from this person who's either called it in or sent us a voice memo. We'll find out in just a moment right here on Jordan, Jesse, Go. Hit play.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, and guest. I'm guessing James Acaster. I'm calling with a momentous
fun.
Occasion.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
I just completed my civil service in the form of jury duty. We ruled in favor of the plaintiffs in a case against the villainous chemical company Monsanto, and we hit them with punitive damage of about $850 million.
Whoa.
I'm not sure, but I think that makes me some sort of hero. Love you guys.
Aw.
Wow. I just finished my civil service in the form of being at a desk, like a front desk in City Hall, and then having one of those stamps that goes ka-chunk, ka-chunk, mm-hmm. and then Ooh. Another person comes up in the line and they go ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Jeez. So I'm the real hero.
Right. Yeah. You're the stamper.
Yeah.
Did you recognize, am I supposed to know what that company was talking
Monsanto?
About?
Monsanto. It's a...
Yeah, they make like pesticides.
Yeah, oh. Chemical
company.
People, yeah, I think this caller is like a folk hero. Maybe yeah. like a Paul Bunyan type, Pecos Bill.
How much of that $850 million you think makes it through once the judge does his little adjustments?
Once the judge gets a little for himself.
Ka-chunk. You know
judgy needs a taste. That's
you know
what he says.
You know
save some for judgy.
Jurors are always getting awards, and then judges got to stick their little finger in the pie,
right.
their fat little finger
Ooh.
In the pie.
Pull out a plum, I will, and hide it under my robes. I'll taste this plum in my chambers, they say. Fucking freaks. Fucking robe freaks.
You guys know about judges?
I know
judges?
It's not my podcast,
Do I know
but
about
what's, but
I
what's
know
the...
About,
if
what's
you...
The,
okay,
what?
I'll tell you what.
Okay. I don't know much about judges.
If you're
I know a lot about
we can tell you.
A lot about lawyers.
We can tell you.
A lot about lawyers.
Judge Mathis, Judge Judy,
oh,
and that's
yeah.
where it stops.
If you go out on a blind
Joe
date,
Brown. Joe Brown, Judge Joe Brown.
If you go out on a blind date, okay, mm-hmm. and the person that you're on a date with,
okay,
orders plums.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you know they're a fucking judge.
Yeah.
But you know what? If they just have a purple end on their fat finger.
Right.
That's going to be a judge, too.
Okay.
Huh.
Stay
Either
away,
way,
away from
is
judges.
This from your,
you might
you
as well
from your is this from your 1903 Apple Man? Is that? Because
yes.
I feel like it's very plum-inspired.
Pretty much.
Right. This is a newspaper comic where someone has tariffs written on them and a purple finger for they stuck it in the pie.
When I was on a
labeled
jury.
Public trust.
It's very Calvin Coolidge.
Right, yes, kind of
Coolidge.
It's
very stuck in the bathtub,
right.
Taft.
I've been told I'm pretty Calvin Coolidge.
Sure. You are pretty yeah. cool. Pretty Calvin Coolidge.
Our coolest president.
Jordan, have you served on a jury?
No, I've like been to the jury duty and never been picked.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think's wrong with you?
Always spitting around.
Putter Boss, what about you? You guys jurored?
Tiff, I want to know I want to know what the roommate. You never got to it. The roommate pet peeve.
Oh yeah.
My roommate peeve.
Yeah.
You know what, Danielle? Go ahead and host the show.
Sorry.
I think this will be more fruitful than the jury thing. I don't
okay.
need to.
No, I've never done a jury. I actually have never. No. Never done a jury duty.
I think I got out of it one time.
Danielle, what's your juror pet peeve?
My juror pet the plum. Turn. The finger in the plum. So when they put the finger in the plum, they come out.
Yeah.
And it's a
that's a judge
a
thing,
dirty,
not
dirty.
A juror thing. Don't be so
do
presumptuous,
it, okay.
jurors.
Jurors
right?
do it
no,
in
I'm with you.
Sugar plum apples or whatever the
Sure.
Dirty, dirty, nasty, whatever the apple name you made up.
Yeah, sugar plum, those nasty sugar
grandpa's
plum
wake.
Apples.
Grandpa's wake. Wake. Mm-hmm. So when a juror puts his finger in a grandpa's wake, pulls it out, and there's a plum.
Right.
That's my it's pet peeve.
The apple
can't
within
stand
the plum.
That's
sure, the
my
plum
pet,
within the
yeah,
apple.
The,
okay,
the
yeah,
apple
sure,
within
sure.
the plum. That's
I was
peeve.
On a jury, and the only things that I remember about the jury, it was in San Francisco. It was a civil trial of a woman who'd been in an accident in a taxi cab.
Okay.
The things I remember about this jury, which I was on for a week, were the defense lawyer, or the excuse me, the plaintiff's lawyer, the guy who was representing the girl who had been in the accident. He was a black guy from Marin who wore cowboy boots, which was just like a combination of cultural characteristics I could not wrap my head around.
I love that combination.
It was incredible. He was a very bad. All the attorneys were very bad at it. I don't
he
understand.
He was an attorney?
Yeah. All three of the attorneys.
I love a cowboy boot attorney.
Yeah. From Marin?
Yeah.
From Marin County up there in cowboy country.
Yeah, up there in $1 million of cowboy
living
boots.
Living in a $10 million yurt in Marin. Okay. So that was one thing I remember. The other thing is when we got to the deliberations, everyone on the jury was in agreement that as much as all the lawyers had been embarrassments, including the plaintiff's lawyer, who was, it was like a silly ambulance chaser, whatever, right? That actually, sure, the cab driver had been negligent. He didn't stop at the stop sign. He got in an accident, and the woman was actually hurt. So we were all in agreement, except for this one guy. And this guy was a federal prosecutor who somehow ended up on our jury. He was a white guy with a shaved head, like 55-ish, in a wheelchair. And he just fucking screamed at us.
Wow.
He's like, you're fucking falling for it. This is what's wrong with the fucking legal system. This is a fucking embarrassment. And we're like, sir, we all, you're the only one,
he was against the woman
you and
that
the cowboy
hurt?
Boot guy are the only television characters here. The rest of us are regular.
None of us are played by Michael Chiklis.
He was the most Chiklis.
I'm not.
He was the most Chiklis man in the history of the world.
Right.
History of the world. And in the end, he literally, this was a man who argues before juries. He was, again, a federal prosecutor. He just goes, oh, fuck it. I want to go home.
Wow. Oh, wow. And then went home?
Yeah. That was it. He was like, he voted with us because...
Because he wanted to leave?
Because he didn't...
So he was voting against the woman that got hurt.
Yeah, he
which,
thought...
Which, that's a move. You know what I mean? That's a strong move.
It was because
move.
He believed that she was abusing the trial system or whatever, you know.
Typical woman
he thought
stuff.
She was. Yeah, typical woman
those
stuff.
Those women.
Yeah.
Always abusing the trial system.
They're
typical.
Shopping, gabbing on the phone to their gal pals.
Wearing heels, trying to chase ambulances.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Free bleeding,
I met a woman.
Running away from ambulances.
Tracks.
Yeah.
What happens when you... So what happens if you don't go to jury duty? What happens in life? Because people are like, I have to go no matter what. I have to call off work.
I got out of mine. I remember.
What happens if you don't show up? I've never known that. Does Marin cowboy boot knock on your door?
I think they send Chiklis.
Yeah.
They send grandpa's
wake. It's been a while since he's been in anything, so it's kind of hard to place him when he knocks on your door. Like, he looks kind of familiar.
Where are you?
Oh, right. Okay. The commish.
Yeah, I was bummed when I went to jury duty last time.
Maybe Chiklis is on like a CBS procedural. That would make sense. I just haven't seen it.
Commish is good. I didn't want to say I don't know who you're talking about. So.
Oh yeah, Commish, the Shield played the thing in those Fantastic Four movies in the early 2000s. Anyway, yeah.
I don't know.
Michael good cast, Chiklis, good the Commish.
The Commish.
Okay.
From television's
like
the Commish.
Columbo.
Yeah, like a sure, the similar kind of show. Yeah,
Angela
sure.
Lansbury.
Yeah,
I do know the show Mr. Ed.
Right. Yes.
So Chiklis, they would put peanut butter in his mouth.
It makes it look like he's talking. He's not really talking.
Okay. Grandpa's wake, the horse.
So
I got it.
That's how it worked with Michael Chiklis. When I was on a jury last time, I didn't want to get picked. But I had to spend a couple days in the jury room for voir dire when they're like choosing who's going
to
be on
the
jury.
Oh, you have to get see. I don't know. I don't know about any of this. You have to dress pretty and braid your mustache.
I did braid my mustache, but for reasons related to the relative girth of my garage.
You guys want to take a
look? Let's just say you have to get good at something else, okay? And that requires braiding the mustache.
You guys want to take a little break and braid our mustaches and then come back for some more?
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jessica.
The human mind can be tricky. Your mental health can be complex. Your emotional life can be complicated. So it helps to talk about it. I'm John Moe. Join me each week on my show, Depression Mode with John Moe. It's in-depth conversations about mental health with writers, musicians, comedians, doctors, and experts. Folks like Noah Kahn, Sashir Zameda, and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. We talk about depression, anxiety, trauma, imposter syndrome, and perfectionism. We have the kind of conversations that a lot of folks are hesitant to have themselves. Listen, and you won't feel as alone, and you'll have some laughs, too. Depression Mode for maximum fun at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone out there. Thank you for coming to our service.
Yes.
We are ready to heal you. We are Ross and Carrie. We are faith healers. Yes,
yes,
you there.
Yes, sir. You have a spirit of...
not listening to enough podcasts.
We have the solution for that.
Oh, we can cure you.
You should listen to Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Hallelujah. Mm. It's on Maximum Fun.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yes, and ma'am.
Yes, you there. Gladys.
A spirit of boredom?
Oh my goodness, we have the solution for you. It is to listen to the podcast,
Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy, detective.
Danielle Putterball, head writer of Clarissa Explains It All.
And Tiffany Putterball, I can tell the girth of your garage by looking at your bathroom.
Wow.
It's not the girth of the garage, it's the width of the bathroom.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's the motion of the attic.
Did Clarissa Explains It All have a colorful friend?
Six.
Oh, gosh. No, you're thinking Blossom.
That's Blossom's friend. Sam. I think Sam was Clarissa's friend. He came in through the window.
Oh, yeah. No, Vinny?
No, you're thinking
Doogie
Vinny
Houser.
From Doogie Howser.
But
he
I think Sam did also come in.
Jordan is right.
A lot of breaking and
multiple
entering.
Multiple characters came in through windows?
Yeah, you didn't know about that in the 80s convention? The convention that your friend comes through the window? Vinny?
And I think in Saved by the Bell, didn't like Zach go through a window? Didn't he, him in?
Or AC Slater. A Screech.
Screech.
No, Screech. Right.
I swear to God, if Screech came through my fucking window.
I swear to God, if Dustin Diamond comes through my window one more time.
R.I.P. Came in through one too many windows.
R.I.P. to a
I don't remember much about Clarissa Explains It All, except I just knew the...
That's Blossom.
Really?
It's hard to say what was Blossom and
it's
what
hard
was
to say who
Clarissa.
Came through the windows after the pandemic.
Came through the
Who came through the window?
Listen, we all got a little brain fog.
That was Blossom.
That's
it could
Blossom.
Be. Could be.
That's Blossom.
That was Ren and Stimpy.
No. Blossom was, because in my opinionation, and then somebody's tap dancing on the piano.
Yeah.
I'm just even my so-called Ife. Yeah.
There you go. Great. Great.
Borat voice, my Ife.
There you go.
I just wanted to join.
Right.
That's fun, though, Matt. I'm glad you saved that one.
Yeah, I
in
waited
Iving
for
color?
An hour.
Yeah. Sure. Why not? Anyway, we're hurtling towards the void of death.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Oh, really?
Not me.
Nope.
Not in this girthy garage.
He's going to live forever.
Colloidal silver.
Oh. Our mother God.
Yep. Thank you. God is a woman. She's on Earth.
Morning vodka, colloidal silver, Mother God.
Thank you.
Her vibe.
That's
what she does. Yeah, that's the pyramid.
Mother God started off in 2003 looking like Jewel, left her kids, somehow became Mother God.
Yeah. A mummy. A blue.
Looked like Jewel, left her kid.
Started drinking morning
started
vodka.
Started drinking morning
then
vodka.
Then drank silver.
Started fucking a guy in his 70s. Bada bing, bada boom, Mother God.
Yeah.
Now, when, where in this did they invent goddess dressing? Green goddess dressing.
I think that was when after the Florida. Silver. I think that's when those Florida white girls got involved.
This is
that's
all at when... Sarah Lawrence College. Is that correct?
All happened at Sarah Lawrence.
And then in a live stream,
this
they
is
had
a
to sell
this is like an HBO docu series about a cult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you've got to see
you
it.
Really
you've
must.
You've got to see it. You really must.
The colloidal silver? Is oh, that is this in the cult?
She drinks morning vodka, and then she starts pounding silver, colloidal silver, until she turns blue. And
she's got
colloidal
a cult.
Or colloidial?
And it's colloidal. Nice because since it's a woman, when you watch the people that she brings into her cult and start fucking, it's really great news.
She starts having sex with a meth guy.
No, she first starts with a 70-year-old.
And then
she turns... an ex-Marine that she starts saying, she anoints them as, you are the father of the God. You are father of the God. And then all of the, like, the 10 people that are following start to believe that
he's
yes,
father
of course.
God, she's mother God.
And yeah, then when yeah. like a hotter guy comes in, yeah, she's like, she "Oh, starts, yeah, actually, there's a new god, and you actually masturbate in the corner now."
Yeah. Yes,
and then
yes.
so they're like, and he's like, "I'm the king of the metaverse," and then he has to masturbate in the corner. Right. The other guy, so you really got to.
Somebody
give it
has
a
to masturbate in a corner.
Well, that's what.
No, I added that.
Yeah, I think
it was
probably.
That's what I saw in my.
It
head.
Was inferred.
It was inferred.
Yeah,
thank you.
Now, what I heard.
Yeah,
I heard that. There's a real martial art where...
Right, yes. this is the same... I think Frankie probably saw this same docu-series.
She okay. did. Yeah. This is what it is. That's what she was
just
describing Mother
God. It's God
is on
threats.
Her. She's a woman. Just threats.
Just threats.
I love it. I teach kids, and this kid told me, it's one of my favorite kid sayings. He said, I've got good news and bad news. Which one do you want first? Oof. And I was like, give me the bad news. He said, the bad news is my tummy hurts. The good news is lizards' tails grow back after they fall off.
That is very good news. That is very good news.
So in that respect, maybe
and
maybe
that's
kind of
your
be a,
slogan for 2024.
Yeah, that's maybe it's going to be
good news. Lizards' tails fall tails, off after yeah, go back they get them. Cut
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they grow back after they get.
Yeah.
Potterbaugh Sisters, you have a YouTube series that people can enjoy.
Sure. They sure. can watch it. It's called Kitchen Women. They can check us out on the World Wide Web.
On the World Wide Web. Potterbaugh, P-U-T-E-R-B-A-U-G-H, Danny.
And
what happens in Kitchen Women? Wait, I'm still on Kitchen Women here.
Okay. We wrote a web series about two women living the same day over and over again.
In the 1950s.
In the 1950s.
Trapped in their kitchen.
They just drink. And keep drinking and taking pills and slowly realize how shitty their life is. And then eventually they get to leave. And that
they're married to two men who are in love with each other and they always leave for the briefcase convention. And and it's a made up thing so that
that's
they can
good.
Go have sex with each other.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that's good.
Yeah. And there's a Tupper wood salesman that comes by, and that's not Tupperware, but it's Tupperware made of wood so that men can buy it too.
Yeah.
And it's silly.
That
and
sounds like a lot of fun.
Like,
it's,
a lot of fun.
Like this briefcase convention.
I like this brief. Yeah, the briefcase convention.
Yeah, it's where men go, and they
let my wife know about this.
Yeah, we'll be at the briefcase convention.
It starts late.
Yeah,
this is called Kitchen Women.
Kitchen Women.
You're also on social medias, probably, right?
That's true.
I'm on Yahoo.
We're on AOL. Chat.
Yeah. Now, if you're on Yahoo, but do you have the little pixelated sunglasses next
no,
to your
that's
name?
How you know I'm lying. I don't have the verified sunglass yeah. check.
You can check us out on TickTick. We post videos every very once in a while, and so that's what they tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Potterbaugh Sisters. You can check me out on Instagram, Potterbaugh Tiff.
Potterbaugh Danny.
Yeah. And
what's nice about Potterbaugh Sisters is it's in... almost parodically good name for a comedy act.
I know. Yeah.
Somebody
I know.
A long time ago was like, Potterbaugh's your real last name? And I was like,
a lot
yeah.
of people think
and
that.
He was like, you do have to do comedy, I think.
Yeah.
No, you have no choice.
People think it's a stage
but my
name.
Passion is fishing. Sorry.
there's no Potterbaugh in the fish. No Potterbaugh in fishing.
Sorry.
But I like accounting.
Sorry.
Yeah, people
but
think...
I want to work in a field.
Sorry. Take an improv class.
People think we made it up. People think it's a stage name. One time in Chicago, We performed.
This is nice.
We said, we came out afterwards, and this guy said, "Man, was the name like Putterball? I thought you guys were going to be fat."
No, no, no. What he said was, no. He said,
Is it better than that?
He said, "I thought you guys were going to be fat and not funny." But yeah, you weren't fat.
Oh, boy. It was better than that. Okay.
Wow. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I was talking to someone from the home electronics company on the phone, just making an appointment to ask them about pull-down movie screens. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Jesse Thorne, it's like a movie star name." I said, "No, ma'am, just television."
Ooh.
I wish. I haven't done film. Right. You're thinking
Jesse
of Jordan.
Jesse Thorne does sound like, it does sound like a...
Yeah, well.
Like a, maybe an action character.
Yeah, well,
that's true. I didn't think about it. Like
it's
that.
A zippy name. That's probably why I got to host the 2009 IFC Independent Spirit Awards nomination special.
That is.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were sitting amongst stars.
Mm-hmm. Television. Not film, but television.
Well, yeah. TV is the new film.
That's a good point, Jordan.
That's true.
Thank you. The Bear.
The Bear.
That show I will never watch because it's my thing now to not watch it.
Well?
I'm Tom Cruise. I'm the new Tom Cruise.
Cool.
Tom Cruise is getting old, so I'm the new Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
nice.
I was on Comedy Bang Bang that one time.
Right.
Okay, Potter Boss Sisters, it's been a delight to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Matt Lieb is the producer of Jordan, Jesse Go. Brian Sunny D. Fernandez, our producer emeritus. You can find us on social medias ourselves, at Jordan David Morris, at put.this.on on Instagram. You can find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. There's a great Reddit there to go to. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/JordanJesseGo. Our theme music is Love You by The Free Design, courtesy of The Free Design and their label, Light in the Attic Records. Thank you, The Free Design, surviving members thereof. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
I'll hug you and kiss you and love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network.
Of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.